listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We're broadcasting out of the Planet FM studios in Auckland here on a Wednesday night between 10 and 11, which it is now, and delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Capity Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on a Saturday night. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's a Wednesday night in Auckland or another night of the week in New Zealand, listening on planetaudio.org.nz, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy the next hour here, where we'll have good music and the latest news from Ireland and news of a few things happening in the Irish community here. But we're going to start off the programme tonight and dedicate the first two songs to the memory of Molly O'Keefe. She was the Molly Mulrennan, originally from Roscommon in the west of Ireland, and a sister of Paddy Mulrennan, who many people know in the Auckland Irish community. And Molly passed away surrounded by her family on Monday, and her funeral takes place at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Balmoral, not far from the studio here, at 11 a.m. on Friday morning, at 11 o'clock Friday morning. And if you're known Paddy and known Molly and the extended family, I'm sure they'd welcome your support there. So we'll play a few songs in Molly's memory tonight. The first, The Rose of Castlereagh by Brendan Shine.
Oh, the lambs were playing in the fields and the tulips were in flower. When I left the home that I loved so well, I'll ne'er forget the hour. Before me was the Atlantic waves to a home in Tennessee. And I left behind me the girl I loved, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose. But to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. It's many's the night that I lie in bed, that my thoughts are fondly go to the lovely days when I walk my love on the road out by Knock Road. Her smiling face, her shining hair was a joy for all to see. Was a cruel day that I went away from you and Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose. But to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, the Atlantic Sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. I opened up the Roscommon Herald that I just received today, for to read about my native town and my friends so far away. But the tears began to blind me as I glanced across page 3, at a picture on her wedding day of the Rose of Castlereagh. Farewell to you, Roscommon, from Clonfad to the Shannon Shore. Farewell to Boyle and French Park, I will never see you more. The cotton fields near Memphis must remain a home for me, but I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. Should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. London, I met an old man. He kept a bar called the Horses and Tram. My parents were Irish,
They loved that dear land. The Cockney, he smiled and he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Side cafe, a young girl came smiling and to me did say, well, my folks are from Ireland, me dad, he hopes one day when he leaves the mines, sure we'll go back to stay. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. But born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Then I went through the Midlands, through each city and town. I found there were Irish in each place I roamed, and I drank and I sang in a pub they call the Crown. With the Birmingham Irish we sang songs of home. My heart is in Ireland, it's there to me. Her hills and her valleys are calling me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Then I went north to Scotland, to Glasgow on the Clyde. I met with some young lads, said Celtic's our side. All our folks are from Ireland, the island of the green. The country we love, but a place we've not seen. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Yes, that's the Wolf Tones there, and they were singing My Heart is in Ireland. Before that, we had Brendan Shine singing The Rose of Castlereagh. We'll dedicate them two songs to the memory of Molly O'Keefe and her family, and especially her brother Paddy, the sole survivor of the Mulrennan family that came to New Zealand. Paddy came along with Molly and another sister in the early 50s. So Molly's funeral takes place at Good Shepherd Church in Balmoral here in Auckland on Friday at 11 o'clock. Lord have mercy on Molly, and condolences to all the family. Looking at the headlines in the Irish Independent today, it's full of tragedies. A young man died last night. He obviously got into difficulty with a group of friends on the border between Roscommon and Galway. They were swimming on a beautiful warm day. It was about 26 degrees yesterday. Obviously the sons of new immigrants to Ireland. a very popular footballer and soccer player. His name was Demola Adestoye, and he was 17. And there was a group of them swimming at Tarman Harbour, which is in Tarman Barry, near the border between County Roscommon and Longford. And despite great efforts to save him, unfortunately he drowned before rescue services arrived. And the other main picture on the front of the Independent shows a group of men from Iraq, including the father of a young boy that was stabbed to death last week in Kimmage in Dublin, and a woman who was also injured at the resident was questioned late last week by Gardaí, but sadly the young boy died, and his funeral took place in Dublin yesterday. So two sad stories involving new immigrants to Ireland on the front of the Irish Independent. And the other big headline says the Garda boss, who's been under fire for the last 2 years, Noreen O'Sullivan, she heads off on a 5-week holiday as more calls are made for her to step down. There's so much stuff coming out about the Gardaí in terms of the way the Templemore Garda Training Centre was being run, and a report published yesterday by the Public Accounts Committee leave a lot of questions unanswered. But yet the Commissioner seems to be off somewhere for 5 weeks on a holiday, and one of her deputies is taken over. But all the rest of the politicians, they're going off tomorrow. They're having a special last Cabinet meeting today or this morning out in Selbridge in County Kildare, and a big part of the day is going to be talking about Ireland's efforts to come up to speed with climate change. We're well behind a lot of other OECD countries in terms of reaching all our targets, and in fact we're in negative territory, and we'll have to buy carbon credits or credits from other countries that are in plus, so that we can balance the balance sheet, so as to speak, on that side of things. But Ireland seemed to be, not too bothered about climate change during this, that the economy was, regrown again after the terrible global financial crisis. But they need to start getting a bit of speed on now. And, of course, I'm sure all the politicians will be looking forward to a few weeks off. But once they come back in late September, they'll be preparing for the next budget. And, of course, Fianna Fáil basically control the government. They decide when the government will finish its term, because they've made a commitment when the government was formed last year for three budgets, and this will be the second one, and supposedly another one next year. But if the opinion polls point that Fianna Fáil can get into power on their own, they'll be looking at that opportunity. Anyway, we continue on with more music, and this is Luca Bloom, brother Christy Moore. I heard a snippet of an interview with Christy, and he also had a sister who's a good singer as well, and who was a great singer in her own right, as Christy said. But here's Luca singing All About Dreams in America. Without you,
just too much for me. Through the eyes of love, I see your face. And in the words of love, I call your name. Through the eyes of love, I see your face.
Yes, Luca Bloom there, and it's a good few years since I interviewed Luca. He was here touring in New Zealand, and I'm pretty sure it was in the old studio in AUT building, so that's quite a few years ago. If you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling here on a Wednesday night in Auckland on Planet FM and Access Radio in Wellington, Capity Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on a Saturday night. Greetings to Kathleen Lawler down there. Kathleen, we'll try to play a Cork song for you before the end of the show tonight in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around, listening around New Zealand and indeed around the world. As I said, yesterday was one of the warmest days in Ireland, and it's been a great few weeks for farmers because they're getting a lot of, there's been great crops of grass, so they're getting huge returns of hay and silage, and many farmers are very much up to date with all that work now. And of course the next big thing will be the harvesting of the grain, which will start. In fact, it started already, the winter grain. Many people are combining, harvesting already, but the bulk of it will be done from now on. And most farmers are very pleased with the way things are going. The milk price is 10 cents ahead of where it was this time last year. So that's obviously good news. And I know that there was an auction later this week, so prices might even go up a bit more. And especially when you get fine weather after the terrible year people had last year. And I know parts of New Zealand have suffered a lot as a result of the terrible rain that we got here last week. I know South Island got a lot of snow and stuff, but the east coast of the North Island was badly affected with heavy, heavy rain. RTE, the national broadcaster, they have basically got to lay off over 200 people. They've got a workforce of about 1,900. But their losses blew out to nearly 20 million this year. They've sold off 8 acres of their prime land in Donnybrook to a developer a couple of weeks ago, reaped in 107 million for that, but going to have to review the costs, the money that they spend on acquiring the rights to a lot of sports fixtures. Of course, they've lost all coverage of rugby from now on, but the blowout last year, according to the CEO, relates to extra spending around the 1916 celebrations and to pay out rights money for the Euro soccer finals and the Olympics. So a bit like New Zealand, national TV, both TV 1 and 3 here have very little sports coverage. All of the big events are on pay-per-view TV, and the other TV networks are suffering. You know, sport brings a lot of revenue. And some beautiful pictures of a group of boys, including Andrew Power, who's 9, with about 5 or 6 friends, pushing these big round bales in North County Dublin yesterday. And lovely pictures of a new Sumatra tiger who's been named Dharma at Photo Island Wildlife Park down there in Cork. Beautiful looking animal, and great to see the boys out in North Dublin jumping up on the big bales of hay. When we were young, it was kind of cocks of hay. There was no bales, certainly no round bales in our day. We did it the hard way. You made the cocks of the hay, and then you brought the hay to the end of a field for many farmers, and that's where it was stored, made into a bigger cock of hay for the winter months. And some people then, as time went on, had hay sheds and the hay was brought in. But it was a very laborious task compared to the machinery that they have now. In fact, one of the leading machinery manufacturers involving hay and silage is a company called McHale Machinery, and they are based in Ballinrobe in County Mayo, and they had a huge presence down there at the field days here a few weeks ago. But they've got the round balers, they've got the wrappers, and they've got the mowers and all of that type of equipment, which is getting plenty of use in Ireland this week. All right, we'll continue on with some more music and then come back, and we'll go to the back pages of the papers on Monday and see how all the big sporting games turned out last weekend.
Sip my coffee, read the news. A sadness fills my empty heart, with grief I cannot move. It's so hard to let you go. His spirit is so strong. His love and laughter filled my life, for my soul sings Eddie's song. Eddie, when I held you close, you held my heart and mind. Your love is here, you are so dear, I miss you all the time. You left your mark upon the world, you had so much to give. So young, so much you had to do, so much of life to live. Though he's gone, we won't forget memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. reason why you had so little time. I love you so, can't let you go, you're always on my mind. You've touched so many hearts, your spirit sweet and strong. Eddie, I still feel your love, my soul sings Eddie's song.
Though he's gone, we won't forget memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time.
Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time.
Though he's gone, we won't forget memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead, he's an angel trapped in time.
Eddie, I still feel the love, and I miss you all the time.
Yes, that's Danny O'Flaherty there, and Danny, originally from Galway, and Danny had a music centre and bar and restaurant in New Orleans, and in the early 90s came down here and toured and played a number of concerts. So haven't heard from Danny for a number of years, but there he was. He sent me a CD a few years ago, and that particular song was called Eddie's Song. So I'm sure Danny is still going strong, a great singer, a great man, lovely family. Right, well, on to the sporting news out of Ireland. And last weekend there was two provincial finals. You had the Ulster football final in Dublin between Ulster football final between Tyrone and Down, and as expected, Down came through and beat or Tyrone came through and beat Down, so they advanced to the quarter finals. And it was a tight enough game. Certainly if Down had taken some of their chances, they may have what do you call it, you know, the score might have been closer. But the score was Tyrone 2 goals and 7 Down 15 points. And one of Tyrone's subs came on, and he's not even in the team regularly, but he came on and scored 2 great goals. So he'll be hoping that he can get on into the to team for the quarter final, which will be in Croke Park in a few weeks' time. Rory O'Neill, he scored 2 great goals, but played in beautiful weather up there in Clonus, the Ulster senior football final. Down in Croke Park, over 60,000 people, in fact about 66,000 people attended, and Dublin too strong as expected, 2 goals and 23 points to 1 goal and 17 against Kildare. Had Kildare taken one or two goal chances, the score might have been tighter, but Dublin have created history. They've won 7 in a row now, Leinster titles, and they advanced to the quarter finals along with Roscommon and Kerry and Tyrone. And this weekend, a lot of big qualifying games. And in football, on Saturday, you've got Cork are playing Mayo at the Gaelic Grounds at Limerick at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, you can watch one or all of these games on gaago.ie, gaago.ie. And especially now with all the big games, there'll be some great games now between now and into the season. And the special deals there to go in and to buy a single package. You can watch the games on an iPad, a computer, and link the computer into your TV. And certainly you watch the Sunday game every week as well. It gives you a good rundown. So gaago.ie. So if you're a Cork or Mayo fan, you'll certainly want to be watching that game this weekend. Mayo beaten by Galway in the Connacht Championship, but certainly after coming from behind in extra time in their first qualifying match a few weeks ago, they're going well, having beaten Clare 2 weeks ago. So they take on Cork, beaten Munster Munster finalists in Limerick and my own county involved. You've got Galway against Donegal, that's been played in Sligo, and certainly Galway very disappointing in the Connacht final against Roscommon, and they've had 2 weeks to pick themselves up, but I don't think they'll be strong enough, I'd say, there to beat Donegal. Donegal probably will have the edge. And then the following week, Kildare have the draw took place on Monday. Kildare are going to be playing Armagh, and Down are going to be playing Monaghan, and basically a repeat of an earlier round of the Ulster Championship match. But of course, this weekend there's two double headers of the reopening of Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork sees Wexford taking on Waterford in a qualifying hurling match on Saturday, and the other big game on Sunday is Tipperary against Clare, and they expect Páirc Uí Chaoimh to be sold out on both days, 45,000 seat capacity, and they've pretty much only got a number of standing only seats available, standing only tickets available at this stage. So it's probably the uniqueness of going down to see the revamped stadium and see two cracking matches of hurling between Wexford and Waterford and Clare and Tipperary. And of course, waiting on the wings are Galway, Leinster champions, and Cork. So there may have to be a draw depending on how the games go this weekend, because they don't want teams that have met before to meet in the next round of the championship. So plenty of great games, and as I said, if you want to see them in the comfort of your home, you can log on to gaago.ie. And I know the Irish Centre, they've got plans as well in place. They've got the new Sky TV system there and the big screen, and they were also looking to be showing some of these games. So if you can check out there, check their website, they may be showing some of these games delayed broadcast early next week. And this is what the Mayo people are still, what do you call it, singing this song, To Win Just Once. Here's the Saw Doctors, and indeed, To Win Just Once.
Yeah.
Yes, the band from Tuam, they're going strong. The Saw Doctors and a song called To Win Just Once. And I'm sure that'll be a team that has won an All-Ireland final will be hoping to do this year. Of course, Waterford, it's been a while since they, in 59, they won their last All-Ireland title. My own County Galway in hurling, their favourites at the moment. They haven't won since 1988. Dublin Footballers are heading for three in a row this year. Tyrone have had good success, and in Gaelic football, other counties that are left, Kerry, obviously lots of success. Everybody expects it to be Kerry Dublin football final, and you know, possibly Cork and Galway in the hurling final. But with these games coming up this weekend, and you know, teams out of this weekend having an extra game under their belt, it might work in their favour. But of course, the big guns from hurling are gone this year. Kilkenny, and no word, Brian Cody, the successful Kilkenny manager, will announce in November whether he'll stay on for another year or not. As I said, a lot of the country comes to a bit of a standstill now. The politicians wind up this week, and they're not back till, I think, September. They get a couple of months off, and, you know, many of the politicians are heading off to various places for their holidays. And I see the Garda Commissioner has gone off for 5 weeks, and whether she'll have a job when she comes back is open to debate at this stage. But certainly a lot of unhappiness with the way some revelations are coming out about various practices involving the Gardaí in Ireland, and especially the latest incident is the teacher training college down in Tipplemore in County Tipperary, and the other one relates to the whistleblowers and the ongoing investigation into that. So certainly lots of things on the plate of the new Taoiseach Leo Varadkar when he gets back in September, and then he'll be preparing for the next budget, which obviously there's going to be an allowance put in there of nearly 200 million. It was announced last week that everybody that pay the water charges, which are now abolished, will get their money back before Christmas. Of course, many people didn't pay the water charges. The people that did, it's now going to be a big job in making repayments. But everybody that paid will get the money back, and water charges will no longer be. And of course, the company that went and put in water meters, these meters now are probably, well, some people said they'll be useless, but at least they might be able to find out where leakages are, and there is a lot of leakages in the system in Ireland. But the infrastructure or the for water going forward will be paid out of general taxes, which is obviously going to mean taxes are going to have to come from somewhere else. So there'll be still a lot of juggling and balancing of the books to be done by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. And there's been obviously lots of comments about, you know, there's a huge number of social houses needs to be built in Ireland. And I see where there's Fintan O'Toole wrote an article in the Irish Times during the week as this magnificent greenfield site with huge planning permission off the M50 that would be ideal near lots of transport hubs, etc. And then there's the Ballymun, where they demolished all them awful tower blocks that were there. And he says that the new should be going into the new area beside the M50, not back into an area like Ballymun, which will create ghetto type systems again, like has been there for many years. So politicians have a lot on their plates to try to sort out in the coming weeks and months if they're still in power. All right, let's take a little bit of reels and jigs here, I think. This is The Old Man from Phil Coulter, and then we'll have the reels and jigs next.
The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbyes. His soul's been blessed. He's laid to rest. And it's now I feel alone. He was more than just my father, my teacher, my best friend. And he'll still be heard in the tunes we shared when I play them on my own. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. take me walking by mountain, field and stream, and he'd show me things not known to kings, but secret between him and me, like the colours on a pheasant as he rises in. Make a wish beside a fairy tree, and I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on, and I miss him. Forever, he seemed so big and strong. But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and a son. And suddenly, when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he'd done. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. God, I miss him.
Yes, that's a moving song, especially for anybody who's lost a father. Phil Coulter there, a lovely song called The Old Man, and of course Finbar Fury sings a great version of that as well. If you've tuned in, you've missed the first 45 minutes of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and you're listening to us tonight here in Auckland on Planet FM in Auckland, our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio in Wellington on Saturday night, and where are we else on Saturday night? We're Plains FM in Christchurch, and Kapiti Coast Radio, and of course wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme. And this programme, as I said, obviously goes out on planetaudio.org.nz around the world as well, and greetings to people listening in other parts of the world. As I said, a lot of the stories in Ireland now are kind of about people on holidays and stuff like that, because the holidays, big holiday period starts. Of course, the schools have been on holidays for a while, and the main industries, factories and everything closed down this weekend and next weekend for 2 weeks, and the politicians are off for the best part of 2 months, and you know, the country kind of runs along nicely without anybody being in Leinster House. And as I said, weather good at the moment, which is a bonus for people visiting Ireland. And if you're heading away on a holiday to Ireland over the next few weeks, have a safe trip. Have a little bit of Irish country here, and this is Philomena Begley and Queen of the Silver Dollar.
She arrives in all her splendor each night at 9 o'clock. Her chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. Now the old piano minstrel plays a tune as she walks in, and the Queen of the Silver Dollar's home again. She's the Queen of the Silver Dollar. the smoky kingdom. Her scepter is a wine glass, and the bar stool is her throne. Now the jesters flock around her, try to win her favors, to see which one will take the queen of a silver dollar home. Now the royal dress is satin, it's shabby and it's torn. The royal jewels are rhinestones, the shoes are scuffed and worn. Off the many roads she's been down, all the places she has been, will they all look at her and say, God save the Queen. She's the Queen of the Silver Dollar, she rules a smoky kingdom. Her scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is her throne. Now the jesters flock around her, trying to win her favors, to see which one will take the queen of a silver dollar home. Now the queen of the silver dollar is not as haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But there's a man who found her and brought her to this world.
How oft do my thoughts and their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Mardyke through each elm tree, where I spoke and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely Lee, where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. Of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers? Then too, when the evening sun sinking rest sheds its golden light over the sea, the maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell there, and I'll dedicate that to Kathleen Lawler, and apologies for cutting out the last Begley song, Queen of the Silver Dollar there. If you've tuned in, welcome along. Just looking at some of the other stories in the paper, a House of Commons report yesterday has said that they're really worried about the impact of Brexit on Northern Ireland. And of course, this is one of the key big negotiation points. There's four key issues relating to Brexit, Britain pulling out of the European Union. And one of the key issues is how the border and how Northern Ireland is going to be treated. So a worrying issue, certainly for the Irish government and the people in Northern Ireland that want to be part of the European Union. But of course, Northern Ireland predominantly the Unionists voted alongside Britain to leave, and yet you know, they, not a lot of people knew what they were really voting for. Neither did a lot of people in England. They didn't realise the implications of what's happening now. It's up to the politicians in England and Europe, the other 27 members, to work out a deal that'll work well for everybody. But there's going to be lots of issues to be dealt with along the way. Terrible story here. I've been reading it. I wasn't going to mention it, but I will. It's in the front of many of the papers today, where a young boy, that was an 8-year-old boy from Kerry, he was awarded €15 million to be spent on his care for the rest of his life. He was badly brain damaged at birth, and the mother sued the hospital and the doctor in charge of his delivery, and it took 8 years of court battles before the HSE admitted guilt, and a settlement of €15 million was awarded to the boy's family yesterday. And reading through some of the his injuries have left him with epilepsy, which causes him daily seizures, and he also has visual and cognitive impairment, and has lots of other issues that happen as well. So his mother sued the consultant obstetrician of Cork University Hospital in the HSE as a result of his birth in August 2008, and liability February, and settlement announced yesterday. But the HSE read out an apology in court, but it took 8 years and a lot of heartache for this family. And there's a picture of Jack in a wheelchair, and in front of many of the papers today. And of course, you know, this is just something that was avoidable. But in Ireland, it wouldn't happen. In New Zealand, you can't sue anybody here for anything like that. But in Ireland, you can still certainly, you know, sue the health service if medical misadventure happened, especially at the time of the birth of young children. And every other page is full of stories about the police commissioner going off on 5 weeks' holidays while people are still so unhappy with the way that the police force is being run in Ireland. And there's also another sad court case going on. This time it's in America. It's a court case of a father and daughter, and the daughter was married to a former Limerick man who was killed a number of years ago in the early hours of August 2nd, 2015. And he was Jason Corbett, originally from Limerick. His wife died, and he had two young children. He put a notice in an au pair magazine for somebody to come and look after his children, and selected this young lady from America, and she came and was au pair. And then after a short while, they formed a relationship and eventually got married, and they moved back to America. And obviously things weren't going too well, and her father was a former FBI agent, and he killed or hit his son-in-law a number of times with a baseball bat in August 2015, and he died as a result of his injuries. He was brought back and buried in Limerick. Then there was a long battle that went on for custody of the children, which was granted to Jason Corbett's sister. And then the police force in America obviously have pressed charges, and the father and his daughter are on trial. And of course, it's bringing out a lot of other information about the relationship between Jason and Molly Martins, and it's just has to be done in terms of evidence in front of the jury. But a lot of stuff coming out there that probably the family of Jason Corbett and indeed Molly Martins wouldn't want to hear relating to their relationship. Alright, we'll take one more bit of music and then come back and wrap up for another night. Well, that brings us to an end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group and, you know, for tuning in or for supporting the programme. And thank you for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. For me, Oliver Lee, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. I'll leave you a little bit of a slip jig here.